7 o'clock.
Fee Glover presents the listening project Referendum Tales.
This, I think, is as important a time to be talking about what happened on June the 23rd as all of those conversations were in the run-up to the referendum vote.
Conversations about the referendum on BBC Radio 4.
There is nobody in the project saying, I'm right, you're wrong. This is our opportunity to lay down for history some of the stories behind why people have voted and some of the thoughts and feelings that they have about the way the vote went.
The Listening Project Referendum Tales, next Monday to Friday at midday, and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Now on Radio 4, Brian Cox and Siobhan Redman star in the Victorian detective drama McLeavy by David Ashton. In this, the concluding episode, The Last Goodbye, saboteurs are plotting to disrupt the opening of the new docks, while the inspector finds that everywhere he turns, the odds are stacked against him.
Clever of you to book into the same hotel.
Well, I'm a clever man. We have till the dawn.
At the very least. My husband is a man of great appetite. Lord Charles Holland. He loves his horse, loves his champagne.
But not his wife.
Thank God. Tomorrow, it will be all over.
No. Just beginning.
Yes. An event of some magnitude.
A signal to the rest of Europe that revolution is like fire in the blood.
Very poetic.
Radical, my darling.
A great pity the man had to die.
Seth Brandon. Yes. A fine fellow. But if he had been taken by the police, he might have revealed everything. I had no choice.
No, not at all.
McLeavy was after us. I had been warned about that fellow. Unpredictable.
He can't do much with a corpse. Can you manage on your own now?
The bag will be heavy, but I may take a cab. Who knows?
Make sure it's a smooth ride.
Oh, the explosives are safe until made otherwise. And I know just where to lay them.
Like a broody hen.
Exactly. So, at 4 o'clock, when Lady Jane Holland cuts the ribbon to open the new East docks in all their glory,
Louis Smith will blow the walls of the West docks into 1,000 pieces.
Great damage. Great humiliation.
In front of the watching world. As you say, a fire in the blood.
You have no regret.
I hate them all. My father wasted all of our estates, gambled like a fool. When he died, the whole of society turned their backs on my family. I had to marry Charles Holland to save us all. A boor, a Philistine.
A politician, my dear.
Oh, I detest the whole rotten system.
We all have reasons. Mine are more to do with belief. I like that perfume.
It is meant to inflame.
Till the dawn, you said?
Yes.
Then we have time to burn.
One more. Noisy bunch of neepheads, eh?
All the way from London, Hannah?
What joy they bring.
Mistress Brash, may I once more congratulate your bawdy house on its fine wines and splendid accessories.
Too kind.
What's your name again, my dear?
Jessie.
Shall we indulge ourselves, Jessie?
We already did that.
I was thinking more in terms of champagne.
Away and bring up half a dozen more bottles, Jessie.
Thank you, mistress.
And will we see you at the ceremony tomorrow, Mistress Brash?
I'm not really sure. It's Easter Friday.
We're gay religious here.
Well, sure you are, Miss Simple. Religion is the foundation of our great society.
I'm never with the church.
The grand unveiling. My dear wife will perform the honours.
Where is she now?
Royal Hotel. Sleeping like a baby.
How fortunate.
It's not often I criticise myself, because I rarely have the need, but somewhere along the line, I have taken the wrong turning. Lost an edge. Fighting spirit. How did I get to this pass, eh? In the dark of the night, I chased a man. A gun was fired upon me more than once. I fired back, high, to avoid fatality. But when I got to him, he was dead. Shot in the back. No trace of a weapon on his person. I wasn't feeling very clever. But the dawn came up just now. The birdies started to give it laldy. And I have, like Lazarus, revived. Very well. I'll never take another cup of coffee with Jean Brash. The woman has disowned me. Lieutenant Roach, my bounden superior, shakes his head in sorrow. Mulholland regards me as a wasp that has wandered near his beehives, and authority in the form of my detested and detestable Chief Constable Craddock has barred me from duty and having anything to do with the East Docks where this tragedy occurred. Been feeling a wee bit sorry for myself, but now... I've had a few thoughts about these events, and I'm going to do what I do best, examine and investigate. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. It is time to fight back.
This is not a good idea, Inspector.
How come no?
That's a dead body on the slab.
Seth Brandon.
And you're about to rip it apart?
Not at all. Lucky the police surgeon leaves a spare set of cutters here.
You could wait for the autopsy.
Haven't had the time. Pull down the sheets.
Oh, they're sticking to him.
Aye, freezing in the station cold room. Now, I reasoned thus. Somebody shot at me in the dark, but no gun was found on Brandon.
Could have dropped anywhere.
Looked the next day high and low. Nothing. Small scalpel, please.
Do you know what you're doing?
A born practitioner. I returned the fire. Hi. Brandon dies with a bullet in his back.
That revolver of yours, mind of its own.
Think so. Pat, forceps if you will. You were on the scene too late to be of use. Forceps.
Here. All I heard was echoes.
I get the blame, but what if it might be something else?
Such as?
Let us see. Ah. Oh. Well, well. You know the bullets from my old revolver, Constable. That's one of them.
Not at all. A modern caliber.
And what would you therefore conclude?
Another hand fired another gun.
Even though I say so myself, a fine figure of a man.
The mirror never lies.
Did I awaken you last night?
Separate rooms can be such a blessing.
Your door was locked.
Was it? An oversight.
A husband has his rights, you know.
I would have thought you had left those somewhere else.
Here. What do you think to the top hat?
Completes the picture.
You look a picture yourself, my dear.
I slept well.
Oh, and why was that?
Nothing on my conscience. Huh.
You married me for my money.
Surely not.
But you always thought yourself a cut above, The McIntyre family.
Yes, that is my name.
I bought my title. You were born so. A fair branch of a rotten tree.
We both deserve our fate, then.
Indeed we do. So, let us use each other without mercy.
Intrusion of a cadaver, MacLeavy.
Dirty right, sir.
You have disobeyed an injunction.
Sometimes that can bring results.
Such as?
Someone else was there that night, sir. Took advantage of the echoes and confusion to shoot Brandon. Question is, why?
It was thought Seth Brandon had broken into the East Docks for thieving, but he was not that kind of man.
Rebellious type. Agitator. Political.
So?
What if there was some other kind of mischief? I had recognised Seth, shouted out his name.
His accomplice would know. Brandon was a marked man.
And for that he shot him?
If the stakes were high enough.
The East Docks are well secured now. The Chief Constable has men everywhere.
But the accomplice is still at large.
And I want to find him.
You are off the case, MacLeavy.
We'll keep out of sight, sir.
And one thing more comes into my mind. A theft in Dundee 2 weeks ago. A building site, a quantity of high explosives stolen.
Where did you read that?
In the police report, sir.
Are you linking this in, MacLeavy?
It's possible.
A long stretch.
We've done longer.
If this man is still at large with high explosive, that's no small beer.
I cannot have a back shooter and potential dynamiter wandering the streets of Leith.
A wise decision, Lieutenant.
How do you propose to find this man?
Start with Seth Brandon.
He's dead.
But he has a history, sir.
We can dig in.
On your way, then. I have to be at the ceremony this afternoon. I'll cover for you as best I can.
Most welcome, sir.
The three musketeers ride again.
Only two, surely.
I beg your pardon.
What he means, the inspector, is that we'll be running around like headless chickens and you'll be at the back with a strategy.
In allowing this, MacLeavy, I am directly opposing my chief constable's explicit mandate.
I appreciate
you
that, sir.
You appreciate nothing, James, but your own obsession. Now get the hell out of here before I change my mind. Two musketeers.
That was not clever.
Sometimes I speak without thinking.
You can forget the sometimes.
You're worse than a wife, Mulholland.
So, where do we start then?
The grieving widow.
She wouldn't give us a dirty look.
True enough.
Especially if she knew you cut up her husband like a rump steak.
I have a plan, but I don't like it.
What plan?
Someone to intercede on our behalf.
And how do you accomplish this?
That's the bit I don't like.
You want me to do what?
Have a wee word.
Why should I?
Cathy Brandon won't talk to me.
No wonder. You killed her husband.
I did not. That's the whole point. Mulholland, stop fidgeting about by that ornamental pool.
You told me to stay out of the way.
And he likes the fish.
Tell Jean here what we found.
A different bullet, Mistress Brash. Someone else killed Seth Brandon.
Aye. But you shot at him just the same.
I shot to miss.
That's your story.
Jean, listen to me. This is very important.
I am sitting in the garden having a quiet cup of coffee.
It looks very nice.
And it'll stay that way. In you come, ask to speak in private. Right, here we are in private. And you want me to do your dirty work?
I want you to help me find a killer. I don't have much time to spare, Jean.
Only come round when you want something.
More than that.
Coffee, you mean?
More than that.
Such as?
That's personal.
Personal? Oh, you've got a damn cheek.
Are you going to help me or are you not?
That's my business.
What a lovely couple.
Beauty and the Beast.
Hannah, can you come over for a moment, please?
That sounds ominous.
I'll keep you company in case the fur starts flying.
The woman doesn't understand the importance of all this.
You never really told her.
She wouldn't understand anyway. Everything is too personal with Jean.
Well, she and Hannah are up there with the widow, personal or not.
I can't fault her for that, but she could have been just a wee bit more gracious.
A word that fits you like a glove, sir.
What?
Here they come now.
Well?
Poor soul, she's in a hell of a state.
Not surprising.
Right enough. Did she say anything?
She spoke about what a good man Seth had been, how he'd looked after her, how much he cared for people.
Uh-huh, right. Anything else?
Aside from her grief and pain, you mean?
Uh-huh.
We may not have much time, Mistress Brash.
We're all short of time.
One thing, Cathy Brandon said, Seth would go out at night, for meetings.
What kind of meetings?
Political, he told her.
Did he say where?
In a tavern below stairs.
Name of it, Mum?
The Wild Rover.
I know that place. Come on, Mulholland.
I appreciate you taking the trouble, Mum.
Come on!
Aye, that's right, McCleavy. Don't even bother to say thank you. Oh, what a scunner that man is, Hannah.
Aye. Easter Friday as well.
What's that got to do with it?
Just come into my head.
Lord Holland, was that not a fine parade?
Splendid, Chief Constable. Though the pipes were somewhat overwhelming.
Oh, they have their place.
Somewhere on a lonely peak in the Himalayas, possibly.
Lady Holland, did you enjoy the procession?
I am bred for such occasions.
Mr. Smith, how are you, sir?
Very well indeed, Lord Holland.
Splendid. Now, my dear, go and be delightful to Mr. Smith.
For what reason?
He represents a European consortium who have money to invest in ventures of this sort. A very welcome fellow.
Are you sure?
Highly recommended. Off you go.
If you insist.
Use your feminine wiles, flatter and beguile.
I hardly know the man.
For the good of the country, my dear.
I see. For the good of the country, then.
Now, Chief Constable, let us mingle with the madding crowd.
By all means, sir. Many of the Civic Committee are here to shake you by the hand.
I cannot wait, sir.
This way, Lord Holland.
Following on, sir. Following on.
Mr. Smith. Was the parade to your liking?
Very impressive. And how are you today, Lady Holland?
Oh, splendid, as my dear husband would say.
I'm merely here to establish my presence.
And then?
Back to the hotel to prepare quite another event.
4 o'clock, precisely.
The first blow.
I have something for you.
What is it?
Here. A locket. With my picture. And a message. For good luck.
I will keep it safe.
I have a derringer in my bag here. Just in case.
I shall not fail. Your face is somewhat flushed, Lady Holland.
Fire in the blood.
I don't have a clue. Don't know who you mean, Inspector.
Chef Brandon, that's who I mean.
Never heard of him.
Would have come at night, meeting somebody here.
Folk come and go all the time.
This would be a regular thing, and it was below stairs.
So somebody must have hired a room from you.
Is that so? I don't remember.
You don't, eh?
Wasting your time.
That's a nice big mirror you have behind the bar, Alec.
Aye. Yan Mayor on the other side.
Aye. We'll start with this fella. Oh, my God!
Gone mad, sir.
Not at all, Constable. Scientific experiment. What happens when you throw a heavy chair at a mirror? And now I know. The glass breaks.
It's all over the place.
Lucky you're quiet, eh? Now, where's the other one?
Eh?
Now,
take it easy, sir.
Wait a minute, McCleavy.
Oh, never mind. I'll find it myself.
Now, wait, for God's sake!
Now, you, come here close, Alex. Tell me a wee thing.
Tall man, posh, well-spoken. Hired out the cellar. Another joined him.
Small fella, dark-haired?
Aye.
That would be Seth Brandon. The posh man. Describe him.
Tall. Well-dressed. Brown hair. Wavy. Good-looking. Aye, has a grey frock coat.
What else?
Nothing. I swear to God.
God knows everything. And so do I, Alec. You're a liar. I see it in your eyes.
Not at all.
Oh, I'll do the other mirror, sir.
Very kind, Mulholland.
Oh. In for a penny, in for a pound, as my Aunt Katie always says.
All right, all right, all right. The posh man, I had him followed one night. One of the old boys did it for me.
Oh, a wee bit of blackmail in mind, Alec.
Curiosity, no more than that.
And?
He went into a hotel in Princess Street. And that's the end of it.
George Forsyth. So this is where you ended up.
Aye, Inspector. Bit tired lifting up the barrels.
Got yourself a uniform as well, sir.
Oh, it's a guy's swanky place.
How's the grandson?
Better behaved since you kicked his backside.
Amazing what that can do. George, I need a favour.
I'm your man.
One of your clients, maybe. Tall, brown hair, a fine-looking fella.
Grey frock coat.
That could be Mr. Smith.
That might be the man. Is he inside?
No. Left about half an hour ago. I whistled him a cab for the rank. By God, he'd need one.
How come?
A big, heavy bag he was lugging.
Is the cabbie back?
Aye, Jimmy Cecil. Shall I shout him?
No, that's fine, sir.
We'll take it from here, George.
Don't you arrest him now, Inspector. Mr. Smith, he tips like a king.
Feeding the fish, mistress.
That's me.
Sure you don't want to attend the festivities?
Not really.
Still time, you know.
No, thanks.
That you in there looks like McCleavy.
Where?
There. Big pop eyes, fat face. Dopey looking.
A certain resemblance.
Doesn't seem the same without him. Scrounging around for coffee.
Well, you better get used to it.
What's happened between you?
I'm not sure.
You toss your kiss in my cup.
Not a hope.
How come?
Too much between us here.
He's the only man could ever match you.
Not in this life, there. You can finish with the fish. I'm away back to the house.
I'll no be far ahead, you, mistress. Here. Stupid appearance. Hey, you, McCleavy. Even if you were edible, I wouldn't touch you. You're an ugly bugger.
Can you not go faster, Jimmy?
I'm trying, Inspector. So, what is your thought, sir?
What if the break-in at the East Docks was a dry run? Spy out the lie of the land, but I broke it up.
And the main accomplice got away?
Aye. The East Docks are well defended now. So, is there another target?
Here you are! Let's count the horses.
This is fair away to moot. Here, keep the change.
There isn't any.
Never mind.
Did you see which way he headed, Jimmy?
I do, yeah. The old docks, it has to be.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for the tip, Inspector. Any time.
The West Docks. Not guarded worth a damn.
If he blows the main wall, my God, the damage it'll cause.
And it will all be seen on the opposite side, east to west.
When is the official opening?
4 o'clock. 10 minutes to go.
This is all guesswork.
Only one way to find out.
Ah, Chief Constable, are we all met?
Everything ready and waiting, Lord Holland.
Splendid. The English lion and the Scottish... What is it, Phillips?
A unicorn, sir.
Scottish unicorn. Have joined forces to create this great event. Yeah, you should all be terribly proud of yourselves.
Yeah, thank you.
What about the champagne, Chief Constable?
Oh, ice cold, as preferred.
Now, that's what I call organisation.
Lieutenant Roach, is it not?
Oh, indeed. And how are you, Lady Holland?
Ready to perform.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
You don't seem particularly fervent.
I have much in my mind.
So do I.
This is the sort of event my wife would relish.
You should have brought her.
She is in Aberdeen, visiting one of her many sisters.
Oh, what a pity.
Ah, Lady Holland. If I may, we shall need your presence shortly.
Of course. A pleasure talking to you, Lieutenant.
Oh, my honour, Lady Holland.
And please don't worry. It will soon be all over, bar the shouting.
There's a lot to cover. Where do we start, for God's sake?
We have to split up.
Wait, down there. Foot of the wall.
Where?
Something moved, I think.
There's a ladder. Off the side here.
That's a long way down.
You go first.
Me?
I'll be right behind you.
Oh, nothing ever changes.
Can you see anything?
Not yet.
You might have imagined it, mate.
Thank you.
I have my revolver out. Should anything happen, I'll revenge you.
Thank you once more. Get to the bottom. We'll be sitting ducks. I'm jumping from here.
I'll follow.
Bet.
Count us in.
One, two, three.
Aye. Right.
Gentlemen, what a pleasant surprise.
You'd be Mr. Smith, I expect.
And you, James McCleavy. I was warned that you carried danger.
Now this is Constable Mulholland. He's dangerous as well.
Only when roused.
You interrupt my labors, gentlemen.
Ah, you've been gay busy.
My intent was to let this length of wire out a safe distance before pressing the detonator. But now, the explosion must be close to hand.
That's unfortunate.
For all of us.
Impressive logic, sir.
Please do not move, Constable. You will make me nervous.
Oh, we wouldn't want that.
Bravo, Inspector, though I observe your revolver points straight upon me.
Force of habit.
I lean upon the lever now. Even if you shoot, my weight is enough.
Why do this, sir?
Revolution. Proudhon would say, as man seeks equality and justice, so society seeks order and anarchy.
Ah, that's too deep for me.
I will miss Lady Jane.
Who?
Lord Holland's wife. My love. We work together to destroy your corrupt world and build a better.
Oh, big job.
You could have passed her my sincere affection. But sadly, in just 1 second, we shall all disappear.
Would you just allow me a prayer, sir?
Well, we all have to believe in something.
I'll join you, Mulholland. Let us bow our heads.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy
name. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I shall invite my good wife, Lady Holland, to cut the ribbon and declare these magnificent docks open and ready for business.
If you could just step forward, Lady Holland. Here are the scissors.
Thank you.
And the ribbon is just...
I know a ribbon when I see one, Mr. Craddock.
Time to do the honours, my dear.
Silence, please, ladies and gentlemen, for Lady Holland.
Go ahead, my dear, if you please.
What was that?
What? Nothing. Cut it, for God's sake.
Dead as a doornail.
One thing Mr. Smith didn't know was the power of this old revolver up close.
Blew him back, and the detonator fell.
A good catch you made.
Hurling was my second love, after Shinty. That was sneaky. Shooting while you prayed.
God was on my side. Smith relaxed a wee bit, took his hand off the switch, and I let fly.
Here. Safe now. All dismantled.
Oh, good. You better search him.
Can you not do that?
You're nearer.
Do you think what he said was true about Lady Holland?
Why would he lie?
Oh, what's this? Bullet must have bent it out of shape. Well, well. Every picture tells a story.
Lady Holland, are you all right?
What? Oh, Lieutenant, yes. Fine, fine.
To be honest, I do not much enjoy these sort of gatherings.
I hate them. A cavalcade of fools.
Oh, I wouldn't go quite so far as that.
Splendid! Splendid!
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I must be very poor company.
Oh, I find your company perfectly charming.
McCleavy, what in God's name are you doing here?
Investigating.
You are disqualified from duty.
I forgot.
So did I.
Are you responsible for this, Lieutenant?
I am afraid so.
None of this matters a damn. Lady Holland, are you not?
I am.
How dare you, Inspector?
I recognize the face. Do you recognize this locket?
Where did you get it?
It was found on the person of a suspect, ma'am.
What is going on here?
Get to the point, McCleavy.
Is there some problem, Chief Constable?
No, not at all, Lord Holland. Get out of here, McCleavy.
I don't think so. The locket contains a photograph of you, Lady Holland, and a note.
For the good of the cause, Jane McIntyre.
That is my name.
Mr. Smith sends you his affection.
Where is he?
Louis Smith is dead, ma'am.
No!
What
what's going on over there?
Oh, Lady Holland, I'm sure we can...
No!
Explain yourself, MacLeavey.
Lady Holland and Lewis Smith had a wee plan together.
To blow up the West Docks. We caught Lewis Smith in the act.
I had no option.
You murdered him.
I shot the man.
Then I shall extend the same favour.
Lady Holland!
Jane, what the hell are you doing?
Well, that's a gay wee gun.
It's a bit powerful. My father's... Goodbye.
Not quite. Drop it.
Let me go.
Drop it. Just drop the damn thing.
I've got it, sir.
Good.
Dare you assault my wife.
Go to hell, Charles.
All will be explained, Lord Holland. But for now, no harm done, eh? No harm done.
I beg to differ with you there, Inspector.
Lieutenant, are you all right?
Not particularly.
What's happened, sir?
Shot. Twice, close together, tidy.
I demand to know what this is all about.
You're a fool, Charles. You murdered a man for his beliefs, Inspector.
Lewis Smith was the killer, not me.
I cannot revenge him now. But you may have this with my compliments.
Spitting? No very ladylike.
It's all right, Lieutenant. I've got you.
Hey, but for how long?
Come on, sir. We'll get you to hospital.
You're going nowhere, MacLeavey.
What?
You have disobeyed my orders, made wild and unfounded accusations, and caused harm to your superior officer.
We need to go.
You are under arrest.
I've been saving this up.
Bald! Go!
Holy God, Inspector. You've knocked him cold.
Can we just get to the bloody hospital?
What did the lieutenant say?
A private matter.
I'm private.
Go and talk to him, then.
The doctors wouldn't tell me a thing.
It's bad. Bad as can be.
Where are you going?
I'm under instruction. And the lieutenant is waiting.
Is that you, MacLeavey?
It is indeed, sir.
Sit by the bed.
It's dark in here.
Just sit. You have caused me nothing but trouble from the first day.
Wasn't it my intention?
A matter of debate.
What's the verdict?
Am I a judge?
I mean, for the medicine men.
They cannot operate.
Why?
Both bullets are lodged close to the heart. Surgery would kill me.
So what do they do?
Leave me to die.
That's not much use.
Yeah, for once we agree. I need to rest now.
You want me to go?
No. I want you here. You've caused quite enough damage.
It was never my intention.
You'd do it anyway.
Are you resting, sir?
Be quiet. And don't whistle.
No wonder it was quiet the night.
We heard something had happened.
Well, now you know exact.
How is the lieutenant?
At death's door.
You don't mean that.
Not a hope in hell. And he has a favour to ask of you, Mistress Brash.
If I can help him at all, of course.
It concerns someone else.
If it means who I think you mean, you can forget it.
That's enough.
Hey!
MacLeavey and you are like a couple of spoilt wains.
We have no time here.
This is the real world, Mistress. And that poor bugger of a lieutenant is dying.
I know that.
James MacLeavey is the only man who ever came near to you. The only man you know worth a damn.
Even if he looks like a big fat fish.
MacLeavey, are you still here?
Not moved a muscle.
How long was I asleep?
A wee while.
The doctor came in, then he went out again.
Oh, that's useful. Help me sit up.
How's that?
Fine. Sit near. James, I have been thinking this through.
I'm listening, sir.
These events will be covered over.
That's not possible.
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
The wife of a Crown Minister cannot be guilty of treason. She will be put away, mental breakdown of sorts. And as regards my fate, you will get the blame. You blundered in. Wild accusations, struggle, a woman defending herself, an accident. Your fault.
But the locket, the right...
It's an affair, perhaps. Smith behind it all.
Mulholland was a witness.
You bring him in, he'll suffer the same outcome. Furthermore, you struck a superior officer.
He hit me first.
He did not.
He was thinking about
it. Craddock will drag you through the courts. Judges on his side, you will be disgraced, humiliated. You're finished here. In Leith. In this world. Finished.
I'll fight my corner.
You will do what I say.
Done my best, sir. Done what I can.
Good. Give us a moment, please. I am on the point of death. This is my last order. You will obey it.
Right enough.
You will follow what Mulholland instructs, what I have tried to arrange.
Yes, sir.
Now away you go. And leave me in peace.
I don't want to leave you.
We've had a good run for our money, James. But it's over now. You are the best and the worst man I have ever encountered. Now go away.
Your servant, I left him.
MacLeavy? No need to mourn. But don't you forget me now.
I'll never do that, sir.
Let us hope what the minister tells us on the Sabbath is correct. Will I put the ball straight into the hole? Or are some things beyond redemption?
Come on, sir. We better get out of here before Craddock's men arrive.
Where are we going?
You'll find out. I collected as many of your things as I could. They're all piled up in a hansom cab below.
This is a wee bit sudden, Mulholland.
What did the lieutenant tell you?
To obey orders.
What I'm doing, what you do. Now, can we be on our way?
That's a boat.
Heading for the New World. Your ticket's on board.
What about you?
I'm back to Ireland. I'll be a gentleman farmer with an abundance of beehives. You better get going, sir.
I feel bad about the lieutenant.
That's me as well, but he wouldn't want it so. Goodbye, sir.
I don't know what to say.
That's a first time for sure.
All aboard!
You best get going.
Aye. Right. Mulholland, how did you organise all this?
I had help. A lot of folk dying to get rid of you. On the saunter, sir.
On the saunter, Mulholland. Officer, you have a ticket for me?
Name, please?
MacLeavy,
James McCleavy.
James McCleavy. Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Your wife's bags are already in the cabin.
Eh?
There's enough of them. Excuse me.
What?
It's a big cabin, James.
Prepare to cast off!
What are you doing here?
Travelling.
Constable, would you like a wee hurl homewards? I've got the carriage here.
I'm a free man now.
Glad to hear it. Don't worry, mistress. I'll keep the house in order.
Give my love to the gallows.
I'll give them double.
Come on. You may have told me.
I was obeying orders.
Bye.
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 Well, there they go.
Aye, there they go. We should do the same.
Aye, right enough.
You know, Easter Sunday, and I have a leg of lamb for the oven.
Well, a tempting offer. As my Aunt Katie says, never avoid temptation. Think of what you might miss.
There go the lights of Edinburgh.
I know them well enough. How come you decided on this?
I was getting bored.
Boredom's a terrible thing.
Anyway, Hannah thinks it'll last about 2 weeks before I'm back.
That's nice. Where are we heading?
San Francisco.
Oh, quite a city.
Wide open. An adventure.
What if you don't like adventure?
Too bad. One thing for sure, never be a shortage for our professions.
I'm no joining the police force.
Start your own then. I brought a wee flask.
I don't much like brandy.
Force yourself. Here's to adventure.
So be it, Jean Brash.
So be it, James McCleavy. Here we go. Ready or not?
The spirit hit the back of my throat like a hammer blow. And with what few brain cells were left, I thought about life and its opposite. My poor lieutenant lying in that bed, his face pale, eyes burning up at me. I would never forget him. But was I, in fact, to blame for his fate? If I had not gone in so hard, looking for vengeance, the Rami would not have been provoked, the shots fired, the man wounded, deep. I will have to live with that. So be it. I look back to see the lights of my city vanish in the mist, parish of Leith swallowed by the dark. My constable will be loping like a hound back to his beehives. And me? And Jean? What will be our destiny, I wonder? She is the only woman I have ever loved, and it would seem, for some strange reason, the same applies the other way. Ach, well. Easter Friday's over, we're just into Sunday, and resurrection waits in the wings. I am James McCleavy, a policeman no longer, just an ordinary soul. I have a good woman on my arm. Ahead is a new world. I know. No more than that.
In McCleavy by David Ashton, James McCleavy was played by Brian Cox, Jean Brash by Siobhan Redmond, Mulholland, Michael Percival Maxwell, Roach, David Ashton, Hannah, Colette O'Neill, Lord Holland, Jimmy Chisholm, Lady Jane Holland, Melody Grove, Craddock, Paul Young, and Louis Smith by Grant O'Rourke. Other parts were played by the cast. MacLevy was a BBC Scotland production, directed in Glasgow by Bruce Young.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Bob Dylan has become the first songwriter to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. The decision, which was announced at the Swedish Academy in Stockholm, took many by surprise, although one of the judges said there was great unity in the panel's decision. One member said Dylan was probably the greatest living poet. Another said his influences on contemporary music had been profound. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says a draft bill calling for a second Scottish independence referendum will be published next week, months earlier than her officials had previously signalled. In a speech to the SNP conference in Glasgow, Ms Sturgeon said the Scottish people should be able to reconsider the issue in the light of the Brexit vote. The SNP's new deputy leader, Angus Robertson, said the party would work with the UK government to try to find a bespoke solution for Scotland in the Brexit negotiations.
We have said that we are willing to work with the UK government to find a solution to protect Scotland's place in Europe, and we need to work through that. If the UK government is not prepared to work with the Scottish government, we will clearly have to take things into our own hands. That would involve a referendum. I believe it would lead to Scottish independence within the European Union, which is something that I'm in favour of.
The Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has again criticised Russia for its role in Syria and said all options, including military, should be considered to end the bloodshed in Aleppo. But appearing before the Commons Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr Johnson warned against what he called false hopes of a Western-led no-fly zone over embattled areas. The world's longest reigning monarch, the King of Thailand, has died at the age of 88. The country has announced that there'll be 1 year of official mourning. His death means that the Queen is now the world's longest-serving monarch. The manufacturer Unilever has warned that the collapse in the value of the pound will push up prices of its well-known brands. Unilever is involved in a row with Tesco about a 10% price rise. BBC News.
Shortcuts. Shortcuts. A quick route from A to B.
He's maybe taking a shortcut to win matches.
A hidden path.
I'm going to respond to this and see where it leads me.
A brief divide.
Oh boy, look at these guys. You're chucking me out.
A very temporary blackout.
You close your eyes, sir.
Jumping from scene to scene.
Then us.
You can see the fear in his eyes.
It's disorientating.
A small incision.
Neutralise and minimise. Minimise.
Shortcuts.
Shortcuts.
Brief documentaries and adventures in sound. Presented by Josie Long.
Thank you.
Next Monday afternoon at 4.
And then?
And then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
In half an hour, the novelist Lucy Foley will be offering a guide to the importance of fashion in fiction, from Jay Gatsby's shirts to Madame Bovary's new satin slippers. That's in open book at 3:30. But first, walking boots on. It's time to join Claire Balding for Ramblings.
We've got a fresh, windy day today, and I'm high up on the South Downs Way, not far from Alfriston, which is in fact where I'm going to be walking towards. I'm sure you know the South Downs Way is one of the great long distance paths in England. It stretches for about 100 miles from Eastbourne to Winchester.